Welcome to Kingdom Mouth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibilities and restore life through the transformative power of God's Word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
He's the most beautiful.
Talk to him tonight.
Amongst thousands.
No going out, please. Talk to him tonight.
Thousands. My beloved is.
Talk to him tonight. Talk to him tonight.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Oh, go ahead and talk to him tonight.
Matchless love and beauty.
Just lift up those hands and worship him.
Because there's nothing in this world.
Lift up those voices and worship him.
Jesus, you're the fountain. Come on, raise your voice and sing.
Go, 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 go.
Hamanando sepe. Madame Salabada. Madame Ziabadabonde.
Your presence is heaven to me. Oh,
in Jesus' name. There is someone here tonight. Lift up those hands to heaven. God is about to pick you out from the multitude. Let's be silent, please. Can you play that trumpet for me? Just listen to. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Zabalabon de Siabalaha. Just go ahead, lift up those hands to Him. Worship Him. There is someone here tonight, you have a very serious migraine headache. It's so severe. God said, it's gone. It's gone.
Amen.
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 There is somebody here, you have pain on one side of your body. Anytime you sleep, the pain is there. Check yourself, you will not feel that pain again. Spirit of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every pain disappear. Let every pain disappear.
Amen.
Let every sickness die here tonight.
Amen.
You will not return home without pain.
Amen.
You will not return home without sickness.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now listen. You are here this evening. Put your hand in that place. You feel those pains. You are sick in your body. Put your right hand on your chest. But if you feel pain in your body, put your hand there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, He who died and on the third day He rose again, let that pain disappear and return back to the pit of hell.
Amen.
That sickness die now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Migraine headache out.
Amen.
Pain out.
Amen.
Sickness out.
Amen.
Disease out.
Amen.
Ulcer out.
Amen.
Fibroid out.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May our God bless you. It's meaningless when you can't help me, where I can't help you. So my father said, we'll be friends for long. Let's go our separate ways so that we'll meet again. We'll have results. We are tired of drinking the same, eating the same food. Hallelujah. Praise God. Today is the end of our wisdom episode teaching. Celebrate Pastor Henry for that. And Pastor Silas, I believe that God is doing great things in your life now. Hallelujah. Celebrate Pastor Silas, Evangelist. And the rest of you look beautiful. Celebrate yourself. I just have 30 minutes. We have a flight to catch. Just have 30 minutes, then we'll go. You have your pen, you have your Bible, let me see. You know I will always ask you. Philippians 4. Where's Chi? I thought I was saying Chi now. Philippians 4, verse 19. It's a popular scripture, though. It said, and my God shall supply all, say all, your need according to his riches. Pay attention now. Don't be in a hurry. Apostle Paul saying this, personalizing your God as his God. That is how much he has gone with God. He said, and my God, say my God, shall supply all your need. Underline the word need, not want. Many a times, evangelists, people bothered God for want, but not need. And when you keep disturbing God for want, the prayer never get answered. So wisdom demand that every believer should be able to differentiate their need from their want. My God shall supply. If I say, how many of you want a vehicle here now? Everybody will lift up their hands. So this is what people do. When they go home, they say, Lord, my pastor said, I make a declaration in church that I want a vehicle, but they don't need it. And they keep going back to God and be disturbing God for their want, not their need. Man of God, the Lord woke me up yesterday. He said, one of the reasons why a lot of people give and they don't get the blessing back in return is because they give to people that want, but they don't give to those that need it. When you give to those who want, but not to those who need, the blessing never come. Wisdom demands every child of God should be able to differentiate their need from their want. Your need are the necessity of the now. You need them. But your want are your desire of the tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God shall supply. My God shall supply all You can't bring your knee before God and God don't respond. Lord, I desire to have a child so that my neighbor will know that I'm not barren. That is not your want. You are classifying that to be your need. Because the motivation behind it is to show to the world that your God is not dead. And God is not a showman. Hallelujah. But God, I want a child that in return I will give this child back to you to serve you. Hallelujah. Please understand. God will look at you and say, okay. But the day you wake up and say, Lord, I need a child that I will name after my own name. My God personalizes, shall supply all my need. And he now went further and said, how can you measure this need? He said, the need is in Christ Jesus. So the need are not to be supplied by the system of Nigeria, where they will say today you have to wait for an approver. The need have no limits of what you can explore or to what you can explore. Because in the heavenly realm, God is too big to get exhausted from your demand. So God is saying, my supply to you will be according to his riches in glory. There are different levels of God's glory, but one of the levels of his glory is called the free zone glory. The free zone glory is the realm where anything is possible and you can have access to them as much as you want. Let me show you why you need to give to those who are in need. 1 Kings chapter 7, we all know the story. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 15 down, you can read from 14 down to 17. The prophet went to the woman and said, I need something to eat. Please prepare me a meal. And the woman said, I'm aware that you need it. But the woman was compelled to do it because someone needed it. He didn't demand it for entertainment. He said, so she went away, did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. This was the effect of her obedience. If you go back, you will see where the prophet placed a demand. I need the food. The woman said, this is the only food myself and my son will eat. Elijah said, I need it. So when you give to those who are in need, the blessings is everywhere. Don't give to those who want it for entertainment. You see, we live in a generation where somebody will just come online and say, today I'm doing giveaway. The real people that need giveaway, they are not online. What they are doing is they are doing the giveaway for branding, not for divine profiting. Someone will just say, please drop your account. I've done it many times. When I see my followers have dropped, I say, let me get like 5,000 followers tonight. That is not kingdom principle of helping people. There are people that need it. They don't have clothes. Their phones cannot even connect to Wi-Fi. It's touchlight phone they used. And you will hardly see these people go down the road to go and look for them. There are people that gives for kingdom principle. They don't go with cameras. Because when you go recording yourself with cameras, you are already telling God, I don't need your reward. Let the word reward me. And the word, of course, will reward you by following you. They will hit the follow button. I mean, they keep following you. They comment, oh, wonderful man. Sir, can I tell you this? Most of all these people that do give away, their parents are poor in the village. Because the people they are giving those money to, they don't need it. Even though they need it, those are not the people that the blessing is tied to. Praise God. He said, but when you find yourself giving wisdom the man, that look for a man that need what you want to give, that need it. And when you find that man, giving to that man is like sowing a seed on the fertile soil. When you sow there, that same year you reap from it. You know the reason why most of us give without reaping is because the motive behind our giving is wrong. Practically wrong. Don't give because somebody pressure you to give. The benefit is not there. The reward is not there. The prophet said to the woman, give me that thing. Give it to me. I need it. And the woman obeyed. And what happened? Blessing. The Bible said, she and the son have more than enough to eat for all the days of their life. When you want to give, sir, from today, look for those that need it. Evangelist, no matter how beautiful your shoe is, if you give it to a man who don't need it, he will use it to do bathroom slippers. But the man that need it, we clean it every morning, polish it nicely, because he need it. He doesn't have any other one. I have 10 pair of shoes. You are still bringing shoes to me. And the shoe you are bringing to me is not as though it's a higher version. It's still the same kind of shoe. Take this shoe and go and give to those that don't have. That will place value on them. That will place value. So let me tell you something. A lot of people give just because they want to show. Is it? Giving has turned to a showbiz business. And when men give because they want to show that they have it, the blessing is not there. The only thing you get is that people will be following you. And everybody that will be following you are probably beggars, because you have shown to the world that you are capable to solve the problem of the world. For my God shall supply. Oh, it doesn't matter what your need are. Your need might not necessarily be money. Your need might be job. Your need might be that you are pursuing your musical career. But he said, from the very day you see these things as your need, that from that day, our God, we supply. So stop asking God for your want, but place a demand on your need. And those who ask God for their need, he said, while they are still asking, I the Lord. Come on, man. Praise God. praise God. For my God, say to myself, say to yourself, say, for my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Shout glory. That is where we miss it. So wisdom demands that there are things you don't bother God for. Don't be too greedy to be asking God for a car when you don't even have a plot of land. I'm not saying God will not do the miracle, but God will do the miracle. Don't be too greedy. You are living in one room. You are asking God for Hummer. Those are not your needs. Learn to place priority on your need and ask God. If he refuses to answer, you take him to court. Lord, this is my need. He said, my children, come together, let us reason. So you can tell God today, I'm not going anywhere, we must dialogue this thing. You know I need this thing. So if your argument is strong, God will say, okay, today you have it. Just as what happened to Jacob. I know you have it. I give it up to you today. And you just wake up a new chapter of your life. You don't have a job. You're asking God, I want to live in VGC. I want to live in Lekki. How will you pay it? Wisdom demand. You live according to your income now. Stop asking God for bigger things when your income cannot sponsor that experience. Wisdom demand. Ask for your need now. Lord, this is where I know miracle is possible. I know. But Lord, my landlord is on my neck and I'm just living in one room. Lord, this is my need. And you see God in action. Now, many Christians, their mouth is too wide. You went to your friend's house, or many of us go to a biblical event when the event is rounding up, we see people with a whole lot of jeep. We are folding our hand, ask God when. God when. If those people tell you where they are coming from, there was a time in their life where they could not afford one square meal in a day. Every man you see on earth today have a story to tell. What is your story? What is your story? God is not a gambler. There must be a consistent track record of where you've been coming from. And your consistency will also determine how you'll be faithful. Wisdom demand. He said in his word, he said from Revelation chapter 3 verse 20. This is God speaking now. I love that song that says, someone is knocking at the door. It said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. It said, if anyone hears my voice and open the door. Remember now, the door in the book of Revelation is not referring to the physical door. It's referring to the door of your heart. See, sometimes in our life, situation might try to bind us. Sometimes finances might try to limit us from a whole lot of benefits. Many people here this evening, I can tell you for free, even yesterday you didn't sleep well. You were thinking, Lord, when will my life take a new shape? Our pastor declared that this year is our year of kingdom ownership, but nothing is ownership in my life. Everything is on rent. Many people today, even yesterday, some of us didn't feel like coming here to come and worship God. But the Bible is saying from his word tonight, it said Jesus Christ is at the door of your heart. Knocking. To knock means, hey, my children, when you've gotten to that level where you feel there is no more help, come in, just open. I will come in. When it gets to that end of the road where you feel there is no way out, just open. I will come in. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice in the midst of scarcity, challenges, in the midst of all the struggles, God is saying there is need for you to become and hear his voice. In the midst of the pain, the affliction, the rejection, all you just need is just to hear the voice of heaven. And he said, when you hear that voice, open the door. Open the door of your heart. I, the Lord, will come in. Behold, I'm standing. I'm just standing. Just in case all your friends have neglected you, I'm here standing. Just in case everybody you once treated right have turned their back against you, come on, I'm there standing. Just in case you lost your father, you lost your mother, God is saying tonight, I'm there standing. Just in case business have failed, just in case bank refused to give you that loan, bank refused to give you that facility, he said, I'm there standing. Just hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God and let him come in. When the King of Kings comes into your case, peace comes. Just in case all the proposals are known have clicked here, they said, just open, let me come in. Because with God, all things are possible. We are going to stand tonight. I see the King of Kings walk into this auditorium already. I know. You've tried so hard. I know you've pushed so hard. The doctor have said all kind of things concerning your situation. I'm aware that the cell is not going to be possible again. I'm aware they say you won't be able to have your own children. God said, I'm aware, they said, that situation will stay for so long. I'm aware that your family has not been able to build that family house. I'm aware that things are going so bad. But just open the door for him. You've been in that situation alone for so long. You've cried all night for so long. Tears keep rolling down your eyes every night for so long. The pains are getting worse day by day. They are coming for their money, but you don't have it to pay them. Those that used to honor you before, they now see you and look down on you. God said, come on, I'm aware. Just open. I'm still standing here. Just open the door. Just open the door. I'm aware, they say, you don't have a womb. I'm aware that your parents have been given some number of days to leave. I'm aware all through the week, last week you actually pushed so hard, but nothing happened. I'm aware you'll be separated from your family because the finances is not there. Sometimes you feel like eating some set of meals, but the money is not there. Sometimes you walk close to the mirror and look at yourself and say, "Does God truly exist?" Yes, He do. God is saying, just open. Just open the door. All your need will be supplied. Just open the door. All your names. All your names will be supplied. The reason why God is still hanging on, He wants to make sure that His word never fail. Man can fail you, but God cannot fail you. Even your mother can get tired of you at some point, but God is saying, I am the one who created you and your mother. I can't get tired of you. Your friend can want to ignore your call. God said, call upon me in the days of trouble. I, the Lord, will answer you. God is saying, I cannot ignore you. I can't ignore you. It's impossible for God to ignore His children. It's impossible. I feel in my spirit tonight that God is stepping into someone's caves and your life is turning around from this service tonight. How Samanaha Zipon de Lebradados. Satalabados Manando se preteria manaha Salabalabos
Jesus, Jesus is at the door.
Sapane pole brada.
Is at the door. Come on, open up the door. The door.
I'm announced.
Open up the door. Just open up the door.
Spirit of God.
Open up the door.
I'm announced.
Open up the door. Just open up the door. Just let the King come in.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of the Living God. It doesn't matter what you've been through. God is more than your situation. It doesn't matter who is standing against you. God is more than your enemies. It doesn't matter who is raising up their weapons over you. The army of heaven are more than your enemies. Tonight, I decree your heaven is open.
Amen.
I decree that your heaven is open.
Amen.
I decree that your heaven is open.
Amen.
Your heaven is open.
Amen.
Your heaven is open.
Amen.
My God shall supply.
Amen.
All your needs.
Amen.
Your God shall supply.
Amen.
All your needs.
Amen.
Your God shall supply.
Amen.
All your needs.
Amen.
The other day, God asked the prophet Ezekiel, he says, shall these dry bones live again? Ezekiel responded and said, God, only you knows. Tonight I've come to announce to somebody, every dry bones in your life will live again.
Amen.
Dry bones in your family will live again.
Amen.
Dry bones in your business will live again.
Amen.
Dry bones in your relationship will live again.
Amen.
In your finances, they will live again.
Amen.
In your business, they will live again.
Amen.
That sickness have aroused your children, your family, today they go down for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said, for my God shall supply. From today, before you ask, supply will be made available.
Amen.
Before you place a demand, supply will be made available.
Amen.
If that is you, let your amen show it.
Amen.
If you are sure that is you, let your amen show it.
Amen.
You are sure that is you, that your supply shall be made available this week. Let your amen show it.
Amen.
Supplies in dollars.
Amen.
Supplies in pound sterling.
Amen.
Supplies in naira.
Amen.
You will have it available this week in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
For my God shall supply all your need.
Amen.
You need healing, my God shall supply.
Amen.
You need lifting, my God shall supply.
Amen.
You need elevation, my God shall supply.
Amen.
You need relationship, my God shall supply.
Amen.
You need God intervention in that case, my God shall supply.
Amen.
You are due for marriage, trusting God for husband. Hear me. My God shall supply.
Amen.
My God shall supply.
Amen.
You trusting God for wisdom. My God shall supply.
Amen.
You trusting God for your own property. My God shall supply.
Amen.
You trusting God for your finances. My God shall supply.
Amen.
Whatever you trust in God for, I've come to announce to you, for my God shall supply.
Amen.
He will supply according to the riches of heaven.
Amen.
Not according to the riches of Central Bank of Nigeria, but according to the riches of his glory.
Amen.
You will enjoy excess supply.
Amen.
You will enjoy excess lifting.
Amen.
Favor is on your side.
Amen.
Healing is on your side.
Amen.
Miracle is on your side.
Amen.
Breakthrough is on your side.
Amen.
Favor is on your side.
Amen.
God moves is on your side.
Amen.
Because when he supply all your need, he will prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemy. This week you will win.
Amen.
This week you will prosper.
Amen.
This week you will excel.
Amen.
This week you will jubilate.
Amen.
This week you will dance a new song.
Amen.
This week you will have a testimony.
Amen.
This week God will walk with you.
Amen.
God will be with you.
Amen.
God will walk with your family.
Amen.
Your business will not go down again.
Amen.
Heaven, hear my voice. Open up for us this week.
Amen.
The portal of heaven, hear my voice. Open up for us this week.
Amen.
Blessing is on your side.
Amen.
Breakthrough is on your side.
Amen.
Bad news is not permitted to follow you.
Amen.
Say glory.
Glory.
Lift up those hands. The Spirit of God still have an assignment here tonight. For I know my Redeemer liveth, and he liveth forevermore. The Spirit of God will move in the midst of the people.
I know my Redeemer lives. He liveth forevermore.
Do you believe he lives?
I know my Redeemer lives.
If you believe in that song, go ahead and worship him.
I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. He forevermore. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. He lives forevermore. Yes, I know he lives in my life.
Go ahead and talk to him tonight. Go ahead and talk to him tonight. He liveth forevermore. Yes, I know my Redeemer liveth. He liveth. Amen.
Amen.
Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a man, there is a woman here that need your touch tonight. That person said, I wish the man of God can see my case tonight. That is it. He said, I wish the man of God can see my case tonight. I wish he can see my case tonight. I wish he can see my case tonight. God is seeing the case. All eyes closed, please. All eyes closed. God is seeing your case. God is seeing your case. He's seen your case already. He's seen it already. He's seen the case. He's seen it. He's seen it. God is seeing your case tonight. Spirit of God, see the case of many. There is someone here. He said, I wish God can see my case tonight. But God said, I should announce to you, he's seen your case already. And he's settling it already. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Before I share the grace, you are here tonight and you desire that pastor pray for you. Come. You desire that I pray for you. You are here tonight before I share the grace. But after sharing this grace, don't come to the office. I will not pray for you. You desire that, oh, when I come to service today, pastor must pray for me. You desire it. You desire it. Praise God. You desire it. Oh, you poor man. Where's is it your wife? Where's she? Where's she? Is it there? Come. Come this way. Where did you return? Huh? You came with a strange spirit. Lift up your hand. What did you go to do in the village? You said your mother died. Okay. It's that blessing. How are you doing? God bless you. I love that Hosanna song. Give it a star glory. I've told you people not to be sitting at the back again. Because you are not here.
Hosanna Bukole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna Bukole. Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Just lift up your hands.
Hosanna Bukole.
Tell God what you want.
Hallelujah.
I'm just a mouthpiece of God.
Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, mi mambo. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, mi mambo. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna, my hope. Hallelujah. Hosanna Bukole. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hosanna Mukole. Alleluia, Hosanna. Hosanna Mukole. Alleluia, Hosanna. Hosanna Mukole.
Come and lift up your hands and cry to him tonight.
Alleluia, Hosanna.
Lift up your hands and cry. Cry to him. Go ahead and cry to him. As the flowers come.
Hallelujah.
All right, hold on. I've wanted to close this service since God keep telling me that somebody is here. That the spirit that came with that person is a deadly spirit. So the moment is man came out, I requested for this lady. You traveled, but did they mark your body in the village? Was any mark given to you? That they put your body is not what they said it was. I know where my spirit depart from my children. That they put inside where they mark and told you it's going to, this is the work. The spirit of death. What will a young girl leave, step out from this great covering? That is the generation we're living in. Let me pray for them. Please rise.
Hallelujah. You know, thank you so much, sir. While you were ministering, the Spirit of God dropped a word in my spirit. He said, grace is not what we do for God, it's what God has done for us. And that grace is connected to the commission that God has brought you under. It's not about how much you can do for the Lord. It's the grace he has brought you under. And that grace is a covering. The Bible says, he that seated in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. As long as there's a covering, as long as there's a grace in this place, it doesn't matter what arrows have been thrown at you. It doesn't matter. You are under this covering. The Lord has brought you here. He knows the challenges you are facing. He knows what you will face. He knows all there ever will be that will come against you. And before you came, he prepared. The Bible says he made a way where there seemed to be no way. You don't need to struggle at all. As long as you're under this grace, that's just what the Spirit of God is putting in my spirit. As long as you're under this grace, this year is going to be superb for you. You didn't hear what I said? I said this year is settled. That grace is sufficient. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. It's here. And is you know, as we all come in, sir, the grace is like the sun. Is a universal panacea. In other words, the sun shines, and everybody gets the sun for different purposes. Somebody needs to sun his clothes. Someone else needs sunlight, right? But the sun is just there, blessing everybody, meeting them at their point of need. That's what this grace is doing. We're all here. We all have different purposes, different callings, different blessings, different things, different areas that God has brought us to fulfill. When you came in here, the grace of God in this place is sufficient for each and every one of us. You can come in here and take a chunk of the grace, and greatness will be yours. Everyone that comes and cuts a chunk, greatness is experienced everywhere you go. You know, since I became connected to this grace, I know how effortless it has been for me. I don't know about you, but I tell you something, 2025 is a year that you're going to experience that grace like never before. Lift up your hands. Oh, says the Spirit of God, said, I called you with a glorious and a holy calling. I've set you apart for greatness and for excellence. He said, it doesn't matter who is against you, says the Spirit of God. It doesn't matter how many of them are coming against you. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them, says the Spirit of God. Fear not, says the Lord, for behold, I have made the crooked path straight, says the Spirit of God. And I brought you in to the place of greatness and excellence, says the Spirit of God. In this year, 2025, you are going to experience my blessings like you never thought, says the Spirit of God. It says new doors are opening right now, says the Spirit of God. New doors of opportunities, new doors of advantage, new doors of favor. It says they are opening right now, says the Spirit of God. You can say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The curse is broken. The curse is broken. Pastor said, there's something that was done to you, my dear sister. But the moment you stepped into this grace, the curse is broken. I said, the net is broken and you are escaped, says the Spirit of God. That spirit of death is removed like a covering, like an umbrella is removed from you. And that grace upon this commission has shined upon you, says the Spirit of God. Lift up your hands, everyone. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your children that have all come out. Lord, they have different needs. They have different desires. They have goals. They have aspirations. Some of them are facing serious, severe challenges in their body, in their health. Some of them in their homes, in their family. Some of them is their education. Some of them is their parents, is their brothers, their sisters, is their place of work. Challenges everywhere. Lord, I pray today, because of the blessings of your word, the blessings we have received today, every curse, everything that was ordained to set this one down on a downward trajectory in their life is broken and it is cut off. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are free to serve God in spirit and in truth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every sickness is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I cut off the pains from your body. I cut off the severe headaches, the migraine headaches. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, you are free from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what arrows they have thrown at you, says the Spirit of God. He says, they that be with us are greater than they that be with them. Every arrow is broken in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, each and every one of us in this church, we are moving forward. We are moving forward.
Our testimony from today is the testimony of God's grace, upward and forward only. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no more pain in your body. I said, no disease. The disease is coming down now in the name of Jesus Christ. The infirmity is gone, is leaving your bodies right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your loved ones in the village, at home, back home, they are free from that pain. They are free from that infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. For this is the record. This is the record. This is the record that you have given us eternal life. And that life, you said, is in your Son. You said, he that have the Son has that life. That eternal life that's been given us right now is working to the fullest in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I declare that this week is your best week ever. I said, this week is your best week ever. Go and prosper. Go and increase. Go and succeed. Every deal that was not sealed from today, we declare that the contract is signed. I said, the contracts are signed in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your contracts. I said, take that contract in the name of Jesus Christ. New monies are coming to you right now. I say, your phones are receiving alerts. They are receiving alerts. Receive alerts in the name of Jesus. New monies are coming to your money, to your account. New monies are coming to your family. New monies are coming to your business. New monies are coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Your name is remembered for good. I said your name is mentioned in high quarters for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessings of Abraham are yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are a city on the hill, you cannot be hidden anymore. I said, no more shame. No more shame. I said, no more shame. No more shame. Shout glory. 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 Glory to God. Thank him. Just go ahead and thank him. I'll tell you what I feel in my spirit. This week is a week of testimonies. We are all going to have testimony. Listen, prepare for it, because on Sunday next week, we are all going to come out testifying. This service was, you know, as I sat there, I was so full of the Spirit, so full of God, just listening to the message, so short but very timely and very inspiring. I tell you something, what I see as I close my eyes was, it was like rain falling. And the Spirit, of course, that rain is a rain of blessings. Angels coming into the hall and distributing wealth. You know, just merismos. Distributions of blessings. Believe it, because it shall surely come to pass. I say it shall surely come to pass. Do you believe it? For those that believe, this week will be your best week ever. Lift up your hands and thank him. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations. Surely. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.